Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the Winnipeg Jets 8 and the San Jose Sharks 3 on this Friday, October the 18th, 2024, in front of a crowd of 13,422 fans at Canada Life Center. It is time now for the instant replay to tell you how it all happened here in Winnipeg. The Sharks were hoping for a better start tonight than they had last night against Chicago. But unfortunately for the Sharks, that did not happen. At the 1:59 mark of the first period, Josh Morrissey made a pretty crafty play to draw attention to traffic in front, and then he sifted the puck through that traffic to a perfect spot to make it 1-0 Winnipeg. Winnipeg takes off down the right wing side. Nikolai Ehlers can really fly. He's in the offensive zone, and he swings away from a check in the corner, throws it back to DeMello, cross ice, Morrissey, score! Nikolai Ehlers created that with the speed down the wing. He curled in the corner, but got it back, and Dylan DeMello wasted not even a split second. He wanted to get it on the stick of Josh Morrissey. Morrissey beats Blackwood at 1:59 of the first. That's from the left circle, and it's 1-0 Winnipeg. I was watching Ehlers skate so hard, and I didn't see that Miller jumped on the ice to replace DeMello on that change. They're both right-handed shot defensemen with single numerals, and it was a very quick play by Miller to get it across the ice, but Ehlers really made that all work with his great speed and skill, created space, and then Morrissey, with that crafty play, saw the traffic swarming in front and moved to his left just a little bit, and he realized he had a lot more time than a lot of NHL players even think they have, and then a perfect shot.
Yeah, like you said, Ehlers is unbelievable at opening the ice up with his speed. He pushes D back. He can get into the zone. His zone entries are so good, and he draws our D back to the goal line. He curls up. He hits Miller, who comes in late on a goofy change. Miller one touches a pass over, and I think, like we said, Morrissey finds out he has so much time. He ends up catching it wide, and he starts dragging it and dragging it back to the middle, and he sees he's got traffic in front. He can't get a shot through. He waits, and then as soon as that window opens up, he pulls the trigger, and by that time, Blackwood moves his head to the other side of the traffic, and it's already by him in the net. So that's a heads-up play by a veteran defenseman in Morrissey.
And so, 1-0 in favor of Winnipeg at 1:59 of the first. Morrissey's first from Miller and Ehlers. Then San Jose did what they did last night. They got into penalty trouble. Alex Wennberg took a two-minute tripping call at 7:38. Then at 8:24, it was Jan Ruda getting a two-minute high-sticking penalty. During the 5-on-3, Winnipeg looked like the Harlem Globetrotters and the Sharks like the Washington Generals. Nikolai Ehlers, a player that the Jets fans and coaches want to get going, would respond at 9:25 to make it 2-0. Rebound, Morrissey feeds it top of the right circle. Far side of the ice, Connor sends it near side, Scheifele. Scheifele looking to the front of the net, there's Velarde to the right, score! Velarde dishes one off to the far side of the ice, and that's an easy tap-in for Nikolai Ehlers, and so it is 2-0 Winnipeg, and that's a 5-on-3 power play goal for the Jets. The penalty against Ruda will continue for 59 more seconds. Crazy goal, Ehlers first of two on the night, Velarde and Scheifele the assists at 9:25. That was a 5-on-3 goal. The San Jose Sharks would come right back and score a power play goal of their own. Tyler Toffoli made it a 2-1 game, coming back to Winnipeg, where he played at the end of last season and the playoffs. Nino Niederreiter was in for tripping, and at 11:43, Toffoli took advantage. Toffoli now gets it back behind the net, feeds it back to the point to Wallman, who winds up, who shoots, that's blocked by Iafallo. Rebound near side, Toffoli fights for it, now work free here by the Sharks. Wennberg to the point, here's Wallman to the left circle, behind the back pass by Granlund. Wennberg shoots and scores! That was tipped in front of a net, 8:17 to play in period number one, a power play goal for the San Jose Sharks, and one of the players in front got his stick on it. I think it's going to be former Winnipeg Jet Tyler Toffoli. It was Tyler Toffoli, his fourth. Jake Wallman getting that shot to the net got the primary assist, but the key was Mikael Granlund's beautiful behind-the-back pass. And again, Granlund did so many good things tonight.
Yeah, and that seems like we're calling that every night, whether it's in the face-off circle or in the defensive zone. He's so good at getting a stick on the puck. hand-eye coordination is incredible, and his creativity is a whole other thing. But to take a hit to make a play says so much about his willingness to compete.
Okay, so there we were, 2-1 in favor of Winnipeg. The Sharks needed to use that goal to build on something, right? Well, unfortunately, the answer to that question is wrong. Ehlers down the right wing, gunning in, shoot, score! Second goal of the game for Nikolaj Ehlers. He just put on the Jets, got across the blue line, and let a shot rip, taking a cross-ice feed, and it is 3-1 Winnipeg, and there goes that extra energy jolt the Sharks received from a Toffoli goal moments before. This goal was at 13:31 of the first period. Nikolaj Ehlers, his second goal of the period. Cole Perfetti getting his first assist of the year. And it was, at that point, a 3-1 Winnipeg lead. It got worse. Winnipeg got back on the power play when the Sharks took a too-many-men-on-the-ice penalty at 16:58. And so at 18:48, it would be Neil Pionk getting his first of the year. Winnipeg now going into the corner. Ferraro got knocked down there. Work for Iafalo, feeds it back to Pionk on the point. He shoots, score! That's a tough one to give up right there. Neil Pionk just was wristing it toward the goal, and it gets through Mackenzie Blackwood at 18:48. That's a power play goal for Winnipeg. Their second power play goal of the game. It is 4-1 Jets. We haven't even played 20 minutes yet. Pionk, his first of 4 points on the night. First time he's done that in his career. Assisted by Iafalo and Nemesnikov. Vladislav Nemesnikov, his first of 4 points on the night. And for the first time in his career, he got to that number. But here we were at the end of one, and it was 4-1 Jets. Mackenzie Blackwood, who was in the nets for all of that carnage, came out on the ice in the second period. The Sharks were hoping that they could get generated some offense and generate some energy. But out of the 3 shots that he faced, Blackwood stopped 2, and one he couldn't stop at all, as Kyle Connor would score the goal at 1:46 to make it a 5-1 game. And that would be it for Blackwood for the night. Pionk and Velarde assisted on Connor's third of the season. San Jose would put Vitek Vanacek in the nets. He would make some pretty good stops there in the second period, 11 saves in the second with no goals against. And the Sharks would score coming back, generating some of that energy. Luke Cunningham, who had been blocking shots and just showing tremendous character all over the place, would get rewarded for that with this goal at 10:28. Behind the net, Galandria trying to stick handle with it again. Back to the point, here comes the shot, and it's in front. Luke Cunningham, score! Luke Cunningham! Nice keep in by Cody Ceci. Galandria gets him the puck, and Luke Cunningham in a great position. Beats Hellebuck. That makes the score of the Jets 5 and the Sharks 2. Official word on that goal, Cunningham's first. Carl Grundstrom got his stick on that play. Ceci did an unbelievable job to keep the puck in the zone, and he gets his first point as a Shark. Grundstrom, same thing, assisting on Luke Cunningham's first goal of the year at 10:28. That made the score Winnipeg 5 and the Sharks 2. But then it came down to the third period, and it went from bad to worse for the Sharks. Cole Perfetti would get his first of the year at 9:50 of the third, assisted by Alex Iafalo and Vladislav Nemesnikov. 19 seconds later, Fabian Zetterlund would score his third from Tyler Toffoli and Mikael Granlund at 10:09, and so it was a 6-3 Winnipeg lead with half of the third period to go. But that would be it for the Sharks in terms of the offense, and Winnipeg finds a way to score 2 more. At 12:55, Cole Perfetti got his second goal of the period and of the season. Neil Pionk and Vladislav Nemesnikov assisted, and then it came down to the final 33 seconds of the game, and it would be the Pionk-Nemesnikov tandem that would end the scoring for the night. And now here come the Jets in. Pionk, lead pass. Here comes Nemesnikov. Score! That's going to be 4 points for both of those guys. Pionk getting the assist. Nemesnikov getting his goal. He has 1 goal and 3 assists. It is now 8-3 in favor of Winnipeg. 32 seconds remaining in the game. The official time will be 19 minutes and 27 seconds with 32.3 seconds to go. Final shots on goal, 36-22 in favor of the Jets. Final score, Winnipeg 8 and the Sharks 3. 2 more meetings in the season series between these clubs. The next one will be at SAP Center on December the 17th. And let me tell you, this Jets team is an entertaining club that's worth paying lots of money to see watch play. It should be an interesting series. It certainly will not always go 8-3, but tonight was a tough night for the Sharks, to be sure. San Jose drops back to 0-3-2 on the season, while Winnipeg is a perfect 4-0 with 8 points in that Central Division race. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.